Hey everybody, welcome back to the Rise Podcast. This is Tori Hudson again. I'm so glad to have you here listening. So a couple months ago, I turned 30, and honestly, I'm really thankful to be 30. I'm not really struggling with the feeling old thing or anything like that. I told several people, I feel like I've earned 30. It's taken quite a lot to get to 30 for me personally. Before my birthday, I really reflected back on my journey to this new decade of life. I look back and I see how much I've grown in the past 10 years. When I was 20, I was scared of practically everything and everyone, and I had no idea why, honestly. You may have seen me at that time if you're around me, but anxiety and fear rolled my heart with an iron fist. Fast forward a few years to 2014, and I started to regain some memories of childhood trauma. Then I had to deal with this new terrifying battlefield in front of me, and it was God's grace that I survived to be able to tell this tale. Literally, I struggled a lot with depression and suicidal ideation at the time. I journeyed through some of the darkest nights of my soul in my early 20s as I navigated the re-emerging memories and the consequences of my new knowledge. I cried more tears and filled more journals than I humanly thought possible, Paul. I spent a lot of time praying. And I'm not saying that to sound holier than thou, but honestly, because I felt like Jesus was the one I could talk to the most in that dark time. I spent a lot of time begging God to help me make sense of all the pain inside of me. And really, he truly did. Slowly but surely, I became more confident and less fearful. I found strength in him and learned to press into godly community and fellowship. I became more and more sure of who I am in Christ and regarded myself as a survivor and an advocate instead of a victim. Things are so different now at 30. I still occasionally have panic attacks and depressive episodes, but my quality of life is far better than it used to be. I'm married to a man that loves me more deeply than I ever could imagine possible. He fights for me and defends me against the lies of the enemy. It still floors me almost daily how well he loves me and takes care of my heart. I also have a precious, fiercely independent daughter who I absolutely adore. I see so much of myself in her, and even parts of myself that I wish I had when I was a child. She's beautifully fearless and just happy to be herself. She has a tender heart and makes me laugh constantly. I still struggle with self-doubt, of course. I struggle with wondering if I'm going the way God wants me to go. When I first started in this new department here at Compact, I felt like I was a total mess. I was second-guessing myself constantly and wondering if I'd made the right choice or if I was just going to make everyone else's job harder. I spoke such harsh words to myself, things I would never say to a friend or to my child. I was praying, Jesus, help me. Help me see my value. Help me have peace about this. I felt like I was fighting an uphill battle against myself. But God spoke to me, and of course, he used something I never would have imagined. So if you aren't familiar with The Greatest Showman, go watch it now. Seriously, I love it. I listen to the soundtrack all the time. And there's this version of a soundtrack that was released in 2018 called The Greatest Showman Reimagined. And it's this gorgeous collection of covers from artists across several different genres. So Zac Brown Band does a fantastic cover of the song From Now On. And it's one of my absolute favorites on the album, if I can even pick a favorite, because I love all the songs so much. The song is already super powerful, but there's just something about this cover that gets to me every time. That song in the album is what Jesus used to speak to me and really shift some of my thinking around. I journaled the night before my birthday as I listened to those songs, and I want to share some of that with you. I'm ready to stop apologizing for who I am. I am allowed to be here, to take up space, to be loved, to find something I'm better at and do that instead. Tomorrow I turn 30. I'm ready to be myself, unafraid and unapologetically. I am so tired, Jesus. I'm tired of silently and not so silently apologizing for just being. I am meant to be who I am. I am created to be exactly who I am. Jesus, help me stop listening to the lies that scream and gnash their teeth. I want to lead a life where I am not afraid. I want to step into each new day confident and full of the Holy Spirit alive inside of me. I want to move from a place of confidence, not in myself, but in you. I am who I am because I am yours, Jesus. From now on, those words boldly etched across the page of my journal still send shivers down my spine. If you haven't heard the song, I'll just quote a little bit of it for you. From now on, these eyes will not be blinded by the lights. From now on, what's waited for tomorrow starts tonight. Let this promise in me start like an anthem in my heart. From now on, from now on. And seriously, it was like a fire was set inside of me that night. And I don't want to look back. I want to be fervently, passionately on fire for Jesus and serving those around me. I want to take care of my mind and my heart so that I can clearly understand and communicate with my friends, my family, my husband, and my clients. I don't want to live in fear. I want to march forward knowing that Jesus already has the victory and that He's prepared the way for me. Each conversation, each moment I get to work with my clients, each time I get to sing out loud at the top of my lungs, each time I catch a glimpse of the silver hair taking over my moppy dark curls. Each afternoon I get to play with my daughter outside in the sunshine. I want to be fully present and treasure this beautiful life I've been given. From now on. Thank you for stopping by to listen, friends. Let's get together again soon. I'm praying you guys have a blessed week. Rise up and take on the day. We're more than conquerors in Jesus Christ.